Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Anytime bombs are used to target innocent civilians, it is an act of terror. What we don't yet know, however, is who carried out this attack or why, whether it was planned and executed by a terrorist organization, foreign or domestic, or was the act of a malevolent individual.
President Obama talking about what happened in Boston yesterday, using the keyword bombs. Joseph Vince joins us now. Joseph is a former special agent with ATF and also the director of the criminal justice program at Mount St. Mary's University here in Maryland. Joe, the use of the word bombs has a lot of people up in arms as opposed to incident. You've investigated a lot of major bombings and arsons. You've had a lot of training in explosives. What have you seen from afar of what's going on in Boston?
Well, John, and thanks for having me. One of the things that I've noticed, and of course, you know, I'm not privy to what's going on in the investigation, but from the explosive investigations that I've conducted, being a part of a team leader of the ATF's National Response Team, a lot can be gleaned just from the video. And if you noticed in the video when the detonation occurred, the color of it was the grayish color, which was more indicative of an improvised device that uses a non-petroleum base material. And the smoke that came out also doesn't appear to be a very high explosive, so such as a C4 or something. But again, that's speculation. The agents that are working on this case will be able to use canines and other devices, as well as chemical analysis, to tell exactly what the explosive was.
So you're able to tell the difference of the explosion based on what you're seeing, the color of the smoke, as opposed to maybe the mixing in of maybe some of the concrete or debris that was flying around?
Well, I mean, I'm giving you you can, because you ask witnesses this kind of information, and it's very helpful. But people on the scene can also detect certain things with smell. That's what certainly canines are trained to do. But when it's all said and done, I would think that their investigative analysis, which will be a grid scene, they'll take and look at one by one of every part of that explosive scene and take the debris down to literally they'll be able to find if there was blasting caps used. They'll be able to come up with leg wires. If there was a timing device used, they'll be able to come up with the fragments from that device to determine exactly what it was. In cases that I've had in the past, we were able to determine where timing devices came from. We were able to determine what kind of leg wire, material off explosives that has numbers that can trace the explosives. And ATF has the ability to trace explosive material back to the manufacturer, down to the distributor and the retail dealer of those explosives.
How important will video from the members of the public be in this? The FBI has made a plea to anyone who may have shot video during that to bring it forward.
Well, this is very significant because at an event such as this, granted, there's a myriad of people there, but when you take photographs of even friends or relatives or activities that are going on, there's things that are occurring in the background, and they want people to turn those in so they can examine them to see what's suspicious. People leaving packages at the scene, such as backpacks and whatnot, would not be in itself significant, but some package could show up that would be that they could make some determination from or get a visual of the person leaving that type of package. Again, it could have been that the package was left in a mailbox or a garbage receptacle. I'm sure they were there. Again, anything like this can be extremely useful, not only to help them in their investigative leads, but to later on in prosecution for the case.
And you being a former special agent with the ATF on the federal level, how easy or difficult will it be for the federal police to get along with the state, with the local police in this? I know the FBI has jurisdiction, but everyone wants a part of it.
Right, and I think 9/11 changed that. Hopefully we learned, we became more adult about it, because it's more important to bring these people to justice right away. And I think it's too early to speculate on what the leads might take them. Certainly we looked at the Maryland, D.C., Virginia sniper, and some of the profiling that went on pointed to a white van, and obviously that was a bad direction. They need to use critical thinking skills and to let all the leads follow all the leads, no matter where it takes them to. And I think that working together is the only way that this case is going to be solved.
Sure, Joe. Good information. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
All right. Joseph Vince, former special agent with the ATF and director of the Criminal Justice Program at Mount St. Mary's University here in Maryland.